Good morning, church. Do you know what? I feel very encouraged today. Very encouraged. You know, I've come just as I am. Just as I am. But they haven't flown me in from America or some other super state. I've come as me. Okay? It's me. You got me. And I feel really encouraged about this week, about what Mark said about the prayer and fast. And we need to praise God for what he's done over the years here, what he's doing, and what he's going to do. And we've seen some miraculous things. Again, we say about the ark out there, the building that we prayed for, and it's there. That we got down on our knees and we prayed that we would need more space, and the ark was built. Don't own any money on it. It all came in, all God's provision, and what a blessing it is to each and every one of us. And this morning, I'm going to be speaking for about 4 hours. No. On the assurance. The assurance. And the assurances that God gives me, gives you, gives this church, gives our family, and gives us in general. God's assurance. Well, what does it mean, God's assurance or assurance? Again, best way to go, look in the dictionary. Assurance means a positive declaration intended to give confidence. It's a promise, a warranty, and a surety. Assurance. Don't get it mixed up with insurance. Don't get it mixed up with insurance. What does insurance mean? I'll read you this out. It's an arrangement by which a company or the state undertakes to provide a guarantee of compensation in return for payment for a specified premium. Bit of a mouthful, isn't it? Insurance. Most of us here have an insurance policy. Yeah? Can I say that? Everybody here must have an insurance policy or have got an insurance policy. We pay to have a policy, don't we? We put our hands in our pockets, usually moaning. God, how much has gone up again this year? Policy. We need a policy for insurance. We have to pay for that policy in the unlikely event of an accident or incident. However, we do not pay that premium if we no longer be protected. So if we don't want to be protected, we don't pay. We don't pay. So that's the difference between insurance and assurance. And I had a quick look on the good old Wikipedia. And do you know what? Does anybody know how many insurance things there are? There's hundreds of them. A long list as long as your arm. There's travel insurance, life insurance, pet insurance, health insurance, personal insurance, car insurance, crime insurance, house insurance, crop insurance, earthquake insurance, flood insurance, business insurance, landlord insurance, pollution insurance, tuition insurance, and every single other insurance. Everywhere we go, pet insurance, life insurance, travel insurance. Everywhere we go is insurance, insurance, insurance. Insurance can be likened to works. However, assurance is likened to grace. To grace. Assurance is not based on a payment or a premium. We haven't got to pay for an assurance. And God's insurance for believers are received through faith. And that's what we're going to look at briefly this morning, not 4 hours. We'll be looking at this morning at some of God's assurances, and his word is absolutely full of assurances. Assurances. This is our assurance. Not our insurance, but our assurance. And whatever we find in life we're up against, get it from here. This is our assurance. Bible. Basic instructions before leaving Earth. Basic instructions before leaving Earth. It's your assurance, it's your manual, it's our guide. Question this morning. Do I feel assured this morning? Think about it. Do you feel assured this morning? Have you come in here and think, oh? If you don't, then I'm going to really pray that God will fill you with this assurance this morning. Every single one of us, when we leave here, we are assured. We are assured in whatever area we are thinking now. Let's turn to there's a few scriptures here that I'm going to go through. The first one is in, and it'll come up on the screen there, is the seven quick things I'm going to speak to you about, assurances. I could have given you hundreds, but I feel that God's telling me to give you these this morning. And you may want all of them, you might just want one of them, but hopefully you will go away this morning feeling assured. The first one is we are assured of His grace. His grace. 2 Corinthians 12, and it's on page 1032 of the Church Bible, if you've got a Church Bible. And we're going to read from 7 to 10. And it's headed up, the thorn in the flesh. And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me. Lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, here it comes, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. When I am weak, then I am strong. Why? Because we are assured of His grace. In this passage, it's talking about Paul. And as we know, Paul went through a lot of problems, shipwrecks, and all the rest of it. If any person was tested, it was Paul. It was Paul. And we don't know what it was, but it could have proved to be a distraction to Paul in fulfilling God's will and purpose for his life. But God's grace was sufficient and Paul's faith grew. And we're all testimony to that, aren't we? You know, how God has intervened with his grace. And we think, I haven't been shipwrecked or this, that and the other. But we can hand it to God and the assurance of his grace. That we won't go under, that he's there lifting us up. So in this short passage, God gave an assurance of grace to Paul so that he would not go under. Who likes a thorn in the flesh? None of us. You get a thorn in your finger. Oh, that went right underneath my nail. Nobody likes a thorn in their flesh. But be encouraged that God gives us assurance through his grace. Okay, that's one. Through his grace. Secondly, we are assured of his promises. Assured of his promises. 2 Corinthians 1 and verse 20. 2 Corinthians 1 and verse 20. Page 1025. And it says there, for all the promises of God are in him. Are yes and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Very simple verse for all, not some, all the promises of God are in him, are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. We read lots of promises in the Bible. Now, what God promises us? God was and is today full of promises. Let us not miss out on God's promises. This week, as we're going to a prayer and fast, let us not miss out on what God has for us here individually, or a church, or as a family. Let's not miss out his promises. What an assurance. What an assurance through his promises. Are we standing on the promises that God has given us this morning? Like Mark said, if God is asking us to do something, then it's God's promise. We need to jolly well do it. Matthew 28, don't need to turn to this. Matthew 28 and verse 20 says, "And lo, I am with you always." What a promise this is. "And lo, I am with you always." Whether it's night time, whether it's daytime, or any other time. "Even until the end of the world." What an assurance. God is with us. Day, night. When we're low, when we're high, when we're on the top of the mountain, when we're in the valley, when we're just going up, when we're going down in the car. He's always with us. He's always with us as individuals. Always with us. What an assurance. What a promise. He is always with us. What an assurance. Thirdly, we are assured of hope. Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. Page 695. Another short little verse. "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you a future," here it comes, "and a hope." How nice is that? Shall we read that together? "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you a future and a hope." What an assurance that is. God gives us a hope. It gives us a hope and a future. Don't give up. Don't give up. Whatever you're facing this morning, don't give up. And it's very easy. I know we've spoke about it the other day. Peter spoke about it last week. About running the race. We're in the race. Don't give up. Don't give up. I saw coming to church this morning, it's the London to Brighton old motorbike croc race. And I saw this man, and he's, all the motorbikes going down, and some were broken down by the side of the road. And I saw this old boy on this motorbike. I'm not sure he was an old boy. He was on this motorbike, and he was pedalling. And I thought, I felt like winding down the window, pressing electric. Getting down the window and saying, "Go on, mate, go for it. Don't give up. Don't give up." Because it's so easy. He was thinking, "Oh, do you know what? I'm only in Crawley and I've still got another 30 miles to go down to Brighton." He didn't give up. He kept going. His old legs were going. We are assured of hope this morning. What a blessing to know that God is thinking about us. Even when we think, you know, God's far off. Even when we think, "Oh Lord, you know, where are you?" You know, we might feel far off. What's going on in our life? God is thinking about us. He's watching us. What are you doing? He's thinking about us this morning. He's thinking about us right now as we're sitting and I'm standing here. This message is just for me. It's just what it is for you this morning. Be assured of hope. Be assured of hope. This morning, there is hope. Don't give up. Do not give up. Whatever you're going through, whatever circumstance you're facing, do not give up
we are assured of hope.
Fourthly, we are assured that God hears us. We are assured that God hears us. How many times have we prayed and we thought, oh Lord, I've prayed so many times about this problem. I've prayed for this. I've prayed for my work situation. I've prayed for this, that and the other. I've prayed for this family member. I've prayed for that. And it's almost as if, Lord, you're not listening to me. You're not listening to me. And it just feels like shouting out, Lord, hear me. And like Mark said earlier, everything you said today, Mark, is just so fits into here. No? God listens, even if we do not think he is listening and we think he's like that. He is listening to us and he knows best for every single one of us this morning. We may not understand what he has for us, but he listens to us. Let's turn to 1 John 5. 1 John chapter 5. And verse 14. Page 1085. Can you read that one out, Liz, for me, please?
Now, oh, it's up there.
There you go. Black and white. Can't argue with black and white, can you? They always say you can't argue with a photograph. Don't they? They say, got evidence, show me the evidence. Photograph. Evidence. Black and white. Now this is the confidence. There you go, that's an assurance. It's another assurance, isn't it, that God gives us confidence. That we have in him, that if we ask anything, not, oh, no, I can't ask him that. Anything. According to his will, he hears us. Notice it says, according to his will. His will. Whatever he wants for us, it's his will. Even when we think, oh, Lord, you haven't given me this, you haven't given me that. No, because we can get very sort of, I want this, I want that. Come to the Lord with a shopping list. Can't we? We all do it. It's according to his will. And sometimes that's really hard, isn't it? Really, really, really hard. You think, why? Why me? Why am I going through that? According to God's will. He has different... He's got the big picture. I liken to it as a jigsaw. You know? And how many people do jigsaws? You get very frustrating sometimes. You get the pieces and get all the colours together and get the outside. And you know, God knows where all those pieces fit automatically in our lives. And there's no bits missing. How frustrating is it when you do a jigsaw, 5,000 pieces or whatever, many pieces, get right near the end and, oh no. You feel like I'm getting up and going, pow. But whatever we ask in him, he does hear us. It does not fall on deaf ears. As believers, we have the Holy Spirit to help us, don't we? This verse assures us that God hears us when we ask according to his will. So be assured of God that he does hear us this morning. Fifthly, we are assured of peace. We are assured of peace. John 14 and verse 27, page 956. And it says there, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Jesus was talking to his disciples here. And Jesus is speaking to us this morning that my peace I give unto you. Peace gives us an internal security, doesn't it? When we've got peace in our heart, it gives us an internal security. If we haven't got peace, then we're all over the place, aren't we? If we haven't got peace, then we're, all this sort of thing. So we need to have peace. And God promises, he assures us that he gives us peace. My peace I give to you this morning. The Holy Spirit gives peace. We need peace, and the world needs peace. When we see what's happening in the news, on the internet, in the papers, all over the world needs peace. Only God can give us that peace and assurance this morning. Sick flea. You can get a sick flea. We are assured of Christ's return. And who's waiting for that? I am. 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 to 18. 1050. 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 to 18. Do you want to come and read this list for me, please? It's always good when you can count on your wife, isn't it? Oh, have you got? Oh, thanks, Warren.
For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, I've got the wrong thing. Sorry. Start again.
Do you want these? That's fine.
But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. But this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words.
Is that an assurance or what? That's a biggie, isn't it? The Lord is going to return. Nobody knows the hour. Nobody knows the time. It says, if you read on, it says that he's going to come as a thief in the night. Nobody knows when he will return. But he's going to come. He died and he rose again. And he's going to come back to this earth. Hallelujah. What an assurance that we shall always be with the Lord. You know, all the pains and aches we have in this world and on this earth. When we get to heaven, we don't have none of that. None of that. It's all going to be gone. Wonderful. And Jim is there now. Our pastor. Colin. And all the people that have gone before us here. Wonderful. Cool. Sad for us. But whoa, how wonderful for them. God is going to be returning for us. Are we looking forward to his return this morning? Do we ever think about him coming? If we don't, I suggest that we better get in here and read this word and, you know, get right with God. Nobody knows the time or the hour when he will return. 7. Are we assured of eternal life? Eternal life. 2 Corinthians 5, verses 1 to 8. 2 Corinthians 5, verses 1 to 8. Page 1027. For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. Now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God. He also has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So we are, there you go, there's an assurance. Spirit as a guarantee. So we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. If we are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. An assurance of resurrection. We're going to be resurrected with a new life when we get to heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The assurance of eternal life to those who believe is a wonderful, 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 wonderful blessing.
Yes.
An eternal life with him. No more pain, no more sorrow, no more work, no more this, no more that. Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. And nobody can say what it's going to be like. But are we looking forward to that this morning? If you haven't got eternal life, then I suggest that you come before the Lord and get eternal life. We were all sinners. We're all sinners saved by grace, aren't we? You know, we could testify here till 5 o'clock tonight, tomorrow morning. Every single one of us in this room, from the youngest to the oldest, has a testimony how God has saved us. If you're not saved, get saved. Get saved. It's really, really, really important. Now, we're all sinners. We've all done wrong things. Some worse than others. Even me. But God gives us eternal life. I always remember, the reason why I came to the Lord is through this verse. And it will always be on my mind. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he came and gave his only begotten Son, that whoever should perish would believe in him. Not perish, but have everlasting life. And I always felt, you know, this guy, God, didn't really know God, brought up in a Christian family and all that. And this God, how can such a man, an ordinary man, give his life for me? Hang on that cross. For me. Why? God so loved the world. He gave his only begotten Son, that whoever should believe on him should not perish, but have eternal life. Are we assured of eternal life this morning? Assurance, Christ is coming back. Christ is coming back. And I'm going to read you a little excerpt out of this book. This one that actually I got out of Jim, our pastor. He, those of you who don't know, he passed away in September last year. And he had lots of books, and this was one of them. And there are still books out the back there. If anybody wants any, please help yourself. They're all free. Just help yourself. And there's been some good books come out of Jim's box. He wouldn't have rubbish. And I'm going to read you a little thing here, and it will put into perspective eternal life. And it's headed Our Assurance. And there's a subheading, Grain by Grain. G-R-A-I-N. Grain. An old writer says, suppose a little bird, imagine a little bird, is set to remove this globe by taking from it one grain of sand at a time, and to come only once in 1,000 years. Imagine all the grains of sand on a beach. All the beaches in the world. She takes her first grain and away she flies on her long and weary course. When 1,000 years have rolled away, she comes back, panting, back for one more grain of sand. And this globe is again lessened by just one grain of its all but countless sands. So the work goes on. That little bird will one day have finished her task, and the last sand will have been taken away. But even the eternity we have will only begun. Its sands are never to be exhausted. And I thought that was really great. It puts it into perspective. A little bird, tiny little bird, picking up a grain of sand, flying 1,000 years, coming back 1,000 years. Every single grain on that beach puts it into perspective, eternity. We are assured of eternal life. Also reminds me of the old hymn, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir to salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Saviour all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Saviour am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness and lost in his love. God this morning has many assurances for us. Assurances for us this morning. Are we assured of his grace? My grace is sufficient for you. Are we assured of his promises? My promises are yes and amen. Are we assured of hope? My hope is an anchor. Are we assured of God hearing us? I will hear from heaven. Are we assured of peace? My peace I give to you. Are we assured of eternal life? I go to prepare a place for you. Are we assured of his return? I am coming back for you. Let's take a hold of these assurances this morning. Let's not take them for granted. They are a privilege to us, to all who believe. Assurance, not insurance. Insurance, too complicated. Assurance, yes, we know. It's a guarantee, it's a warranty, and we have confidence in them. So as we enter this week, as Mark and Rory have said, in this week of prayer and fasting, put it before the Lord, and we can be assured that God will hear our prayers. As he directs us, let us be sure that we are relying on God's full assurance. Amen. We're going to sing now. We're going to stand up and we're going to sing Before the Throne of God Above. Or we quickly read you this out. How many assurances can you get out of this morning? Before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfect plea. A great high priest whose name is Love, who ever lives and pleads for me. My name is graven on his hands. My name is written on his heart. I know that while in heaven he stands, no tongue can bid me thence depart. No tongue can bid me thence depart. When Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the guilt within, upward I look and see him there who made an end to all my sin. Because the sinless Saviour died, my sinful soul is counted free. For God, the just, is satisfied to look on him and pardon me. To look on him and pardon me. Behold him there, the risen Lamb, my perfect, spotless righteousness. The great unchangeable I am, the King of glory and of grace. One with him I self cannot die. My soul is purchased with his blood. My life is hid with Christ on high. With Christ, my Saviour and my God. With Christ, my Saviour and my God. Amen.